Happy Pride, everybody. This week, Juice is out there deadlifting queens to celebrate Pride right. And I asked Juice for fashion advice. All this before we then talk about what is the gayest video game character.
It's dangerous. Oh,
what's up, Barely Gamers, and welcome back to your favorite podcast about video games and friendship.
I'm Juice Fox.
And I'm Jackson.
And it's dangerous to go alone. So, hey, listen to us talk about gay video games.
Sick. Happy Pride, everybody.
Happy Pride.
And a big thank you to our Patreon producers, Mystery and John, a.k.a. The Bull. Thank you both. More about that later in the show. Juice, how the hell are you?
I'm so fucking tired.
But you look good, you know what I mean? You look alert and awake. You look like you just walked in from a shift at the gym and you didn't change your top.
I didn't.
Yeah. So, I mean, you look good. You look A+.
I saw a TikTok and it was a gay guy asks this straight friend, "Hey, what is Pride like for me?" And he goes, "Well, you're always tired and you're always texting me a party that has 8 different names and you're always complaining that you desperately want the month to be over, but you're so happy that it's happening. And then mostly all you do is complain." And I was just like, yes, that's Pride.
Sick. Yeah, you know? That seems about right.
I'm so tired. And I'm also just like, so I worked Sunday. Mm. I did a brunch in my town with some girls and mm-hmm. we did like a little Pride. And then they stayed here because we had a gig the next day in Toronto. So I said, "Why don't you just stay at my place? We'll get ready together. I'll drive you guys into the city." They were like, 100% sounds so fun. So I stayed up really late with them. So I already didn't really get to rest. And then from there, we did a gig in Toronto at Microsoft.
Oh, sick. Uh-huh. That's pretty cool.
I know. Really cool because, you know, gamer and all that stuff. Yeah. But when I say it was so chaotic.
Okay.
Like, we get there.
Kind of fun and chaotic, though?
Well, the person who hired me, I used to work with her. Her name is Lydia. We used to work together a lot and when she worked at other places. And all we would do is, like, she would hire me and I would just run around the office and, like, talk to people and, like, kind of just exist in the space. And then sure. They would have, like, a luncheon that I would just be at, once again, just kind of mingling and then just doing a photo booth, taking pictures of people. Super easy.
Oh my God. Just right. Show up and be you, exist in a space with other people. Sounds mm-hmm. nice.
But it's like they would make they'd take like social content and it would be like me like drawing things on their boards and like kind of disrupting Dicks. The day. But just, yeah, I did draw a dick. But so that's what I kind of was expecting because that's what she hired me for before. And then she had basically said, she was like, "Oh, so basically it's going to be a little bit different because we're at Microsoft and it's like, not my event, it's like the other person's event." So when we get there, they just handed us a microphone and they said, "You're doing musical bingo, here you go." Poof. And we were like, we have no idea what musical bingo is. Yeah. We have no idea how it's working.
Can we have more rules and explanations than this, please?
So we like introduce ourselves to the 9 people in the room. 9 people, because like there's this thing now with corporate gigs is that corporate, you used to have to go in.
Yeah, and you don't need to.
Now the work from home culture is so big that there is very little people inside of these massive office buildings.
There's like
these
so many office empty buildings. Office buildings, dude.
Oh my, it's insane how empty it was. Like insane. I think there was like 5 people working on the floor and then like we had 9 people in our little event space. And I was just like, and like even walking around, like we were going from thing to thing, like there was, it was like a ghost town. Like it was like there was nobody there. And like, I remember doing corporate gigs where it would be like hundreds of people in these buildings.
Yeah.
So it is just wild how many people can just work from home now, which is like fine. I don't think I would like working from home.
I don't.
Yeah. I was like, I think I would prefer to go into an office, but it was crazy to kind of experience. We ended up, the musical bingo was like, they would play 45 seconds of a song and we would kind of be like, "This is born this way. Woo." So we ended up just doing that for like an hour. I got paid shortly after. It was an easy gig, but it was just very confusing.
That was the whole thing. There wasn't a performance or anything after that?
They asked us to do a performance. It wasn't in our contract. But then I was like, if we do a performance, they're probably going to hire us again next year. So yeah. I just said, yeah, sure, we'll do it. And then they were like, oh, you're totally hired next year. So I was like, great. So
sick.
So
would you do
Born This Way? Of course. I know.
Yeah.
I know. They wanted us to do.
People throw money at you?
No, they just kind of like politely clapped. They wanted us to perform Nails, Hair, Hip, Heels by Todrick Hall. And when I say, if there is one person who hates that song more than anything in the world, it's me. Do you know that song?
No.
Nails, Hair, Hip, Heels by Todrick Hall. And it's basically just like, it's so like straight people pandering. Because it's just saying like quippy gay things. And it's just like, we're gay and we're sassy. And it's like, I hate this. And I'm a cross dresser. And like, I hear it and I feel like rage in my soul. Like, I'm like, I don't like this. And even my boss at Orange Theory was just like, don't you love this song? And I was like, no, I hate that song. Like,
so
never
what happened
play
is
it.
This person found the entry point, the access point for straight people to enjoy gay culture without feeling uncomfortable, and as a result found success? Is that what you're telling me?
No, Todrick Hall I don't think a very, like, he like takes advantage of dancers and doesn't pay them. He like he used to, for his TikToks, he used to say the exact same thing every single time, but he would charge people like an insane amount of money, and he would literally just have a script and just like input people's names, so he wouldn't even like personalize his like cameos. So like, I wouldn't say like found a niche market and made it accessible.
Well,
I just mean
like the song clearly is like straight people everywhere are like, yeah, I'm part of gay culture. Nice. Like, as opposed to like super duper, like,
well, it's very much like gay culture, this is what you guys like to dance like, right? And it's like, no, if that song comes on in the club, I will walk off the dance floor.
Yeah.
I had to like sit down with my boss, and she was like, well, what's gay music? And I was just like, female pop stars. Charlie XCX, Ariana Grande, Lady Gaga. Give me a female pop star who sings about, like, I don't know, fucking partying. I'm in. Kesha, I'm down. That woman raised me. Mm-hmm. You know? I don't want a fucking... A man?
Kesha raised you? How old are you? Who are you fooling?
Kesha?
Britney Spears and Christina raised you.
Well, Britney Spears, Christina, Kesha. Like, Kesha was, like, my my college university.
Yeah.
Like, my partying days. She raised the alcoholic in me.
Sick. Good job, Kesha. Thanks.
Woke up in the morning like, fuck P. Diddy.
Yeah.
Do you hear that she changed the lyrics to wake up in the
That's
morning?
That's probably good.
Being
good
like,
for
fuck
her.
P. Diddy. Yeah, because fuck P. Diddy. Yeah. But yeah, so I hate that song. And then I had to just, and then I've just been like working nonstop. Like, the difference now with my last year's Pride was I would like do my Pride gigs, and then I would have like a bunch of time off in between. Now it's like I have my Pride gigs, and then in between I'm still working at three different gyms. So I just haven't had time to like just relax. So
I had this revolutionary idea of how we could resolve this.
You want me to quit Orange Theory?
Quit the job that you hate. This has become the new, hey, remember how we won a Canadian Podcast Award? Where it's just like, it's going to get so repetitive that people are just going to be like, shut the fuck up.
Well, do you know what, Jackson? When you can start paying my mortgage, great.
I will.
I'll quit.
Worth it.
But
so
currently,
shut up over there.
Currently, I have a car payment and a mortgage to pay for. And then, like, I don't know, food.
Whatever. Anyhow.
Yeah. So that's kind of been my week.
Is it unusual for them to say, hi, we would like you to perform to a specific song? I feel like that seems weird in my head that you would instruct the performer which song to perform to. Is that normal?
No, that's very normal.
Huh.
Yeah.
Do you normally do it?
No, I'll say no. But yeah, like if I hate it, I'll go, absolutely not. I will do a different song. Like, couldn't catch me dead. But they're just, all you have to do is say, oh, I don't know the words. I don't know the words to that one. But
like
I
would perform in multiple other languages and would just
watermelon, 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 watermelon.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Find a way, man.
Find a way. So what one time I was asked to do a striptease to Anaconda by Nicki Minaj in a Real Housewife of Toronto's backyard party for her 19-year-old son.
And you said no.
And no, she paid me a lot of money. I said yes. I said, how much? Yeah, I'll do it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sure. Sick.
Yeah. Sick.
Pretty cool.
But, yeah. So like sometimes you say yes because you're just like the money's too good. But then sometimes you're like, I don't want to do that.
Yeah.
Like my line is nails, hair, hips, heels.
That's where the line is.
That's where the line is. If someone says you have to perform that, it's like, I would rather die. No, thank you.
Yeah. 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 Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, it sounds like Pride's going really well so far.
Well, this week it's just front loaded. So like after this week, it's like I only have 1 gig a week, so it'll be fine. I won't feel as overwhelmed. And I have Sunday off to just rest. So I'll be fine. Just this week's a little bit hard. Mm. How are you, Jackson? How's Pride going for you?
I'm doing well. Pride has been, oh my God, so good for me.
Yeah.
Well. Really big deal. I wish everybody a happy Pride every time I speak to them. I don't know if it's hitting, if people like me more or less as a result, but like... It's something I've been doing a lot, actually. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
I love that.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. I love that.
So pretty cool.
That's good. Now I always have to have these conversations with people because I'm around so many more straight people. I'll say something about like, oh, well, I'm going to go to Vancouver Pride. And they're like, but Pride is this month. And then I have to be like, well, and then like gently explain how every city has their own different Pride celebration for their own communities, mostly for tourism purposes, but also mm-hmm. like how it can go anywhere from May to August. And I have to like, sit there waiting for the like weird homophobic like oh thing that's gonna happen.
Do you really need more than 1 month?
Literally. And I'm just like, shut up. My favorite is why don't we make it Veterans Month? And I'm just like, if that is in November, and just because my people are organized and you're lazy makes no like I don't give a fuck. Just because sure,
you could do that if you wanted to.
Yeah, if you wanted to. We rallied and we made fabulous little parties. You can make a little party in November. I'm sorry that you are too lazy to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Not my fault.
The type of party with all the veterans is definitely the party I want to hang out at.
No trauma. None.
Nothing. Everyone, like, chill.
Everyone's chill.
Everyone's chill there.
Everyone's chill.
Speaking of
no
chill,
loud noises. No.
No loud noises because loud noises is a very dangerous trigger for that group.
Yes.
speaking of chill, I went to an ice show on the weekend.
Mm.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So Cirque du Soleil has an ice show. Had an ice show. It's closed
now. Oh,
we talked about how I had tickets. I was gonna go.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Wait, it's closed now. It lasted the weekend.
No. So it's been around for like 5 years of touring with some COVID break in the middle or something like that. And Vancouver was the last city. So
oh, wow.
I bought
you saw
tickets.
The final shows.
I saw one of the final shows, yeah. And I knew at the time I bought the tickets, I wasn't sure if I knew anyone on the cast. Like I haven't been a skater for over 5 years now. So like I'm pretty quickly approaching the point in time where ice shows will roll through town and I just won't know anyone on them anymore, which is gonna be weird. But turns out I knew a couple of the skaters. So I got tickets, sat pretty close to the ice. Was able to give him a wave in one particular moment. And then, yeah, hung out afterwards and was able to kind of catch up a little bit. And it was nice to kind of dip my toe back into that area of my life that I so, so rarely get to interact with in any way.
Did it make you miss it?
Big time. Oh, yeah. Big time, Juice. Yeah, I could
every
not.
Every time you do it, you talk about touring for like 3 weeks after.
I was like, I'm gone. I was like, I'm going back right now. Or I was like, I'm gonna make a comeback when I'm 40. I'm gonna head back to tour when I'm 40. That's gonna be a fun story to tell. But no, there was a couple that sat behind me, and they were enamored. Every single thing that happened in this show. Now, granted, it's a Cirque show, so it's not just ice skating. I would say like ice skating maybe made up a quarter to a third of the show, and then they did a bunch of acrobats and, you know, all these other really, really cool Cirque things just on the ice, right? But they were blown away by every single thing, and they were vocal about it. And it was such a fun, like normally people speaking nonstop during a show, I'm like, shut up. But this one, they were so excited about everything. I was like, this is great. This is a really enjoyable experience. But I spent a lot of that time being like, wow, I used to be a part of something that made people go, wow, cool. And now I'm lame again.
Not lame.
Shit. I know. I missed being a part of that. Like in that moment for sure. Maybe for the rest of that night, I was like, I remember being a part of something just so extravagant and over the top and exciting that anything's gonna pale in comparison, right? Like performing in front of thousands.
When I get to talk to people about you and they ask me what your full-time job is and I tell them what you do, they go, oh my God, wow, that's actually super cool. I thought he did like accounting or something during the day.
I look like an accountant?
No, but they like say like a regular, like, you know, normie job. And I'm just like, no, Jackson, like, and I like list off your like things that you do. And they're just like, oh my God, that's awesome. Like he's really making it happen. So like, you could be proud of yourself for that. You're doing cool things.
Thanks, boo. I really appreciate that. That's the pick me up I needed. But I literally left there being like, I need to get back in front of a live audience in some capacity. So I got to call up the Canadian podcast or the Canadian. Well, yes, the Canadian Podcast Awards. Well, but I already made that call. But the Canadian Game Awards.
And you and I have already spoken.
Yeah, we're about, in. Let's do it.
About some things. She is who she is. I can't say it. I can't say it, but you know what I'm going to say.
Because there's going to be a grand reveal. You know what I mean? There's going to be press releases. There's going to be front page news out here. Yeah. We can't break that. You know, there's a whole marketing cycle around this. Yeah. So we got to wait, but we'll get there soon. Stay tuned, Barely Gamers. Big news to share.
That was a funny, sorry. We'll stop talking about it.
Yeah, we're doing the inside joke in front of the friends.
I'm sorry.
I have a question for you. Where do I buy shorts?
I'm so proud of you.
Where do I buy shorts?
What kind of shorts?
Like wearing shorts. My everyday shorts. Because here's my situation.
Okay.
I do want to hear it because I figured you're the one to go to. You know what I mean? I'm coming to you. I have 4 pairs of shorts because I had 5, but I had to throw one away because the crotch was ripped out like 7 times and I stitched it back together a bunch. So I finally decided that one's time to go for that one. I have 2 of my remaining 4 also with holes and tears in places. So I figured like I got 2 that are okay. But looking at my inventory, the last pair of shorts I bought, Juice, would have been 2017.
Where do your shorts finish on your leg?
They're too low. I cuff them because I know they're too low. I'm out of the times here.
Past the knee?
No. None of them go. Some of them might breeze on the top of my knee, but I cuff them.
Okay.
Because I know.
I want you to do. 5-inch or a 7-inch inseam?
We're going 7.
Okay.
Because my boxer inseam's 5.
Okay, so you don't want to show. If you do, I find for workout shorts, 5-inch inseam. Sure. 5-inch inseam for workout shorts, more room for your legs. Yeah, workout shorts, 5-inch inseam.
Yeah.
Regular schmegular shorts, do a 7-inch inseam.
Sure.
Uniqlo. Favorite of mine. Uniqlo has got really, really, really good, very affordable, but like kind of nice, clean, basics. I like Lululemon. I do really enjoy their, but it is pricey. So pricey. I'm not a big fan of Zara and H&M and all that. Not a really big fan. I found like American Eagle has some decent shorts sometimes.
That's what I think 2 of the pairs were. And listen, they lasted me like a decade or longer.
It's kind of cheese ball, but like,
but I also don't want to go in there.
I know. Every time I go in there, I feel like, am I in high school again?
That's exactly what I feel like. Juice, when I was in high school, I had so much American Eagle stuff that when my sisters would shop there.
On you. Yeah.
Oh my God. Polos for days, colorful and bright. Like everything was American Eagle.
Did you do the double polo?
No, that's insane. I'm not a fucking loser like that. But also, I'm also sensing from this response that you did.
With the pop collar.
Wow. Both of them?
Yep.
You double had the pop. Double pop.
Double pop.
You basically were a frat boy.
Dressed like a frat boy, spoke like a homosexual. With the linen capris.
linen capris, Jesus Christ.
Yeah, the style was something to be desired, but...
I had so much American Eagle stuff that if I had friends or family that we were at the mall and they went into American Eagle, I would stand in the glass window and people thought I was just like a fucking like a model there to show off their clothes.
Wow. Yeah, I can see that. You really do give off American Eagle energy.
Especially when I was in high school and I had a ton of like longish blonde hair. Yeah.
Yeah.
I definitely fit the bill.
But yeah, I would say Uniqlo is your best bet. Honestly, the Gap is pretty good. I know. Fucking Banana Republic.
Banrep. I love me some Banrep.
Banana Republic slaps.
I forgot they existed, if we're being honest. So maybe that's good. Honestly,
their sales are really good.
Yeah. No, they're
super expensive, but then the sale is like wildly cheap because it's just garbage clothes.
Yeah.
But also, if you have one, it's my favorite fucking store in the world. It's a little pricey, but the sales are decent. Frank and Oak.
Oh, yeah.
Big fan.
Isn't Frank and Oak Canadian as well? And yep. I thought they were closing their retail and just switching to online, though.
They have some retail stores still.
Okay.
Some. Yeah, okay. Like there's one in Toronto, so there might be one in Vancouver. But
yeah,
those are really good ones. But I would try to stick to a 7-inch inseam. No longer.
No longer. Couldn't do it. No. I don't know if Uniqlo is going to hit for me because I find that their clothes are made for really thin individuals.
And you've got a dumpy.
And I think even more so recently, Juice, I'm pretty sure I accidentally gave myself, I think I got my skater butt back by accident.
Let's see it.
Like I can't. It's,
I'm Show too, the audience.
I can't. It would fill the whole camera.
Walk back there.
It would Show break. Us. Stand on the couch. It would break everything.
Stand on the couch. You want Patreon subscribers?
Oh my God. You're such... This is the only time this is ever going to work.
Show us.
I'm not in the frame. Right?
Dude.
Right?
Don't go to Uniqlo.
Yeah, I keep... Like, I caught my reflection in a mirror or in a window in a shop front, and I just went... Why the... That's out there now.
Can I say, when I saw you in January is the last time we hung out?
February, I think, yeah.
February? You had quite a... You were... It was... The dumpy was dumpying.
But it's gotten more so because I've actually hit a really good stride in the gym.
Well, no, what I think is happening... Have you been losing weight?
I don't think... maybe a bit, maybe.
I was going to say, I think you might be losing mass in your legs and your butt... is just staying the same size.
I think it's getting bigger because what I realized is pretty much everything in my gym routine hits my butt in some way. So like my cardio is bike riding, which hits your butt more than whatever else, right? I hit leg day hard. I do butt dedicated, but so I think I'm plumping up my boot is what I'm saying here.
Nice. On a straight man waist.
Well, can I also say this? I have to express air a grievance, a frustration, a difficulty I'm experiencing in a day-to-day life. Nobody like in public seems to be like checking me out lately, like at all. I think.
Did you want me to hit on you more?
Well, so that's the thing is I just want it. It feels cheap coming from you at this point because I know you would do it to inflate my ego. You know what I mean?
Okay,
on the other side, you would do it in a really predatory way. And so like it doesn't, I feel like.
I've been better lately.
You've been so good lately. I love you.
Yeah, I just don't.
I just feel like, you know, there's something that money can't buy. Some things money can't buy. And I think the, you know, catching a glimpse from a stranger who gave you a once over. It's just,
well, I mean,
I don't really
dress very slutty.
Is that what you think the solution is here?
Dress sluttier. Probably the shorts, one, because your shorts are god awful.
You haven't seen them?
Yeah, I have.
I have two pairs.
They're just at your, they're so long, and you're tall, so that it just looks so weird. It looks like you're wearing pants.
Well,
and also you don't show a lot of décolletage.
Can you define décolletage to me? Why don't they call it pécolletage?
I don't know there, brother. I would say let's add in some crops. Add in some crops.
No, what? Like no, a crop no. top?
Not like you don't want to show belly, but you show belly if you reached for the cereal on the top shelf. As you walk, no belly shows.
Sure.
But like if you do a big stretch.
Yeah.
There's a little bit of belly. That's dressing slutty for a man.
Right.
Thigh tattoo. extremely slutty for a man. So you think,
good solution. Commit to a expensive permanent work of art on your body.
Yeah, yeah. Thigh tattoo, 7-inch inseams, and rock a little bit more of a crop. I can crop the shirt for you when I see you in August. Sure. If you want, we could have a whole crop and shirt day.
Oh my God, what a party.
What a party. Because that's a little sluttier. You just want to, and for men, you don't want to be outwardly slutty. You don't want to show too much, but you want to give the illusion of like
be a little tease.
Yeah, it's a little tease. If the wind hits me, you might see a little bit of peck.
Ooh.
If I'm waving to a friend, there's a little bit of stomach hair there. Ooh. Yeah. You know, it's those things. The thigh tattoo, it makes people picture you naked because they can only see a little bit of it.
Oh, so I need a long thigh tattoo, no less.
You got long legs.
It needs to take up some real estate.
It can't be like a widow one. It's got to be enough where the shorts hide it.
Yeah. Yeah, I think I'm just longing for, I think I'm getting old. You know what I mean? I'm longing for a time where strangers would at least not avoid eye contact with me. I think everyone avoids eye contact now, so.
Wow. Why don't you start looking people in the eyes? Now, do we want men or women? Men or women?
I'll take whatever I can get at this point. I'm so deprived. You know what I mean? But let me ask you this. What you just described to me, I feel like, do we think that that's going to hit across gender, or is that I'm only going to get interest from gay men if I execute
all
on
genders,
the playbook?
All genders.
You think women are going to be like, whoa, look at that man's crop top?
Yes.
I'm a little suspect on that one.
Yeah, no, men wear crop tops now. Grow up.
Fucked.
That like 80s football player vibe.
Yeah.
Like, you know, with the jorts and the crop top, that's kind of.
I will say this. I know we just asked about jorts.
No jorts.
Getting jorts. No fucking jorts. Pay me enough.
No, it's the sweatiest balls you'll ever have in your life.
Yeah,
jorts.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No way.
Did I tell you the
story about the time I wore Daisy Dukes?
Yes, I've seen them.
There's been multiple times where I've had Daisy Dukes.
Daisy Dukes at the gayest.
It's been multiple times.
Daisy Dukes at the gayest city in Europe, and you did a vlog.
Oh, wow. Yeah, that's multiple times. So there's that one. I made those for a specific event while I was on tour. But before I was touring, my lacrosse team did a car wash fundraiser, and I cut Daisy Dukes. And then I stood in the sun from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. Washing cars in just Daisy Dukes, no shirt. And then didn't wear sunscreen, forgot about the sun, and got completely, completely fried. It was one of the worst sunburns I ever had. So Daisy Dukes are a dangerous spot. No jorts, no Daisy Dukes. Those are my rules.
I wasn't going to suggest that.
Yeah, I know. I just wanted to tell the story.
Oh, okay. That's fair.
I've seen you deadlifting other drag queens, and I think it's very funny.
Yeah, it's my new thing.
I think it's very funny.
Yeah. So I deadlifted Perla, who's 119 pounds. And then I deadlifted Aurora, who's 125 pounds. And now Minnie Wang, great name, right?
Yeah.
Minnie Wang wants me to deadlift her. And she's like a muscle queen. So she's probably like 180 in just pure muscle. So it will feel like 200 pounds. Have you ever deadlifted a person?
Yes.
It's different, eh?
Bench press people, squatted people. My job for a long time was to lift people around and throw them, right? So
that's fair. Yeah. So I'm excited. This weekend I'm working with some girlies, and I'm going to see how many of them I can deadlift.
That's very fun.
I'm excited.
It was fun. I also like their vibes. Like, they contributed a little, but the right amount to the
video. It's mostly just them being like, what's happening?
And
me being
brother.
Like, hey, nice.
Yeah, no, it was good. It was good energy. I'm glad you're having a good Pride. It seems like you're having fun over there.
I am. I'm having a little bit. I was being a little frustrated because, like, I've only been having one meal a day. So
you got to eat more than that.
I know. So it's like it's zapped my energy. So today I was able to eat my proper four, and yesterday I was able to eat four as well. So it's kind of getting my energy a little bit back up. But this morning I was fried. It got to the point where one of my coaches walked up to me and was just like, "Are you okay?" And I was like, "I'm very tired." You know.
And you said, "I quit."
No, this is at CrossFit.
Don't quit.
Yeah, no, this is my favorite place in the world.
That one's the fun one.
Yeah, it's the fun one. I love those boys. They're the best.
Speaking of loving boys, There's some lovable boys over at patreon.com/itdangerpod. Hey, Barely Gamers. If you wanted to support the pod in the most direct way possible, head on over to patreon.com/itdangerpod, where you can find a myriad of additional content options. You can see full video episodes. You can get access to those episodes a day before the rest of the world. You have an opportunity to get monthly cameo style videos from Juice and myself and a monthly bonus video. Last month, it was part two of our one-on-one D&D series, I suppose. Two episodes makes it a series. So that was super fun. And coming later this month, Juice didn't get an opportunity to watch any of the game announcements from Summer Game Fest, et cetera, et cetera. So I custom catered a playlist of trailers to show you, Juice. So we're going to be seeing that. Keep an eye on the Patreon for all of those content opportunities and more.
I've also avoided all games previews for you, so there'll be true surprises.
Sick. Thank you. Sick. Appreciate that. That's it. That's I did the thing.
Oh.
Yeah, remember it's Pride Month, so you're running the show now.
All right. Sorry. Okay.
Go. Hit it. Hit it hard.
Hello, princess. I am here to ask you, who is Daddy's idea of the gayest game? Oh, fuck. The gayest game character.
Very strong.
Thank you.
We're canceling the rest of Pride, and you're not running the show anymore. You're done.
Aww, princess.
Yeah. Well, so last week we did who would win a video game season of Drag Race, and I thought it was fantastic. Very well executed. Good job on you. I had a ton of fun with it. We got a fun clip from it. We'll get many more. I'm just exhausted. But some really cool interactions with people in the comments of that as well, being like, hey, you forgot so-and-so. And I'm like, oh, yeah, we fucked up. We missed some pretty big ones. But
well, there's so many.
There's so many. I really enjoyed it, though. I had so much fun. And then we decided in the middle of that one that since we were planning to do who is the gayest character in games, that we could crown that person the host of our video game drag series. So I think that's fun. And we'll dive into that today. You've got some. I've got some.
Yeah, I've got a few.
Okay. Do you want to get started? Happy Pride.
Happy Pride. I'm going to start with the trans icon herself.
Oh.
Birdo.
Okay. Strong.
Strong start. Yeah. Strong start. Birdo is not only a walking fleshlight, she is also a trans woman, post-op, pink, beautiful, and painted down. She is the doll.
Right.
Mm.
So again, Birdo from the Super Mario series, you may recognize her just spitting eggs out left, right, and center. Also pretty confident that the representation was an accident and a translation error coming from a Japanese manual. But hey, we'll take it. I don't think they ever like officially retconned it either.
Yes, Birdo, a character from the Super Mario franchise, is widely interpreted as a transgender character, specifically a transgendered woman. This interpretation stems from an English manual for Super Mario Bros. 2, which describes Birdo as a he who thinks he is a girl and prefers to be called Birdetta. While Nintendo has not explicitly confirmed or denied this, the interpretation has become common within the Mario fan community.
So pretty much everything I just said. Wow, I crushed it. Oh, goodness, bless you. Oh, bless you again. Oh, third time's the charm. Bless you. Oh, no, there's more. Fourth. Bless you.
Sorry.
Cool.
But yeah, so it's slightly misgendering in the description, but...
Yeah. They fucked it up is what happened. And then the gay community, as they often did, they said, you're one of ours now, and became an icon. You know what I mean?
Ally.
Yeah. Yeah.
I love that.
So Birdo's strong.
Birdo's a strong one. Thank you. Thank you. And not only is she a strong one, she's also cunt.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say.
Okay, mm-hmm. You're next.
Yeah, there's some real obvious ones here. Like, we'll breeze through because we're not going to spend any more time talking about dream daddies. You know what I mean? Like, that's so obvious. Obviously, we know it. We love the tune. Give it to me.
Dream Daddy.
Yeah, so good, right? Fun. Everyone go play that game. Very cool. One that I wanted to throw out here, also actually from the Mario universe, Luigi.
Luigi's not gay.
Yeah, look at him.
Well, I would say Waluigi's gayer than Luigi.
Yeah, but Is he on your list? You can talk about him.
No, but I do have another. I do have somebody.
You have
else.
Another Super Mario?
Yeah, character? Super Mario's pretty gay.
You think so?
Yeah.
Oh, but yeah, I think Luigi. He's sneaky. He's got the energy. He's got the vibe. He's got.
Do you think he's like DL Trade in the bushes?
Huh? What?
Do you think he's sneaking into the bushes to have sex with strangers?
Oh, definitely.
He's on the down low.
Down DL trade in the bushes? Down low trade, like an exchange? Or is that like a slang for sex being had?
I have to use my second Google.
You don't get a second Google. That's not how it works. You get one.
I just want to give the proper terminology. Mm-hmm. In the contents of gay slang, trade historically referred to a masculine presenting man who may not identify as gay, but was involved in same-sex activities. Trade. Okay. Over time, it evolved to describe any attractive or masculine-looking man within gay circles, often implying a desire for sexual encounters. Some suggest a connection to polari, a former slang used by gay people in Britain, where trade originally meant a casual sex partner, potentially implying economic gain or something beyond pleasure. So trade,
I think,
essentially
it's mostly
means
just the mustache.
Yeah, fair. I see that.
So yeah, that. Luigi. There you go.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I'm going to say our first lesbian.
Please.
Chloe from Life is Strange.
Oh, very, very good. Obviously, yeah. We talked about Ellie last week, but Ellie is out of the running for gayest character on account of she's already a contestant on the show.
Yeah, but I mean, she is pretty fucking gay.
Super gay, and it's lovely.
Super gay, and a super top. Gay.
Yeah.
Chloe, pillow bottom. Oh. Pillow princess.
Sure.
That's just the vibe I get. Right. But blue-haired, your first lesbian crush in high school, that's pretty fucking gay. You know?
Yeah.
So I would say one of the gayest video game characters is Chloe from Life is Strange.
Cool. There was what? Two Life is Stranges. Is it the same studio that did Tell Me Why?
No, I don't think the same studio did Tell Me Why, but I also have Tyler from Tell Me Why down.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say.
Tyler from Life is Strange?
Yeah, no, from Tell Me Why.
From Tell Me Why? That's what I mean.
Yeah.
Did you?
That's not what I was going to say. No, I didn't. I stumbled into it by accident, but I'm taking it. That my next one on the list is Tyler from Tell Me Why. So.
Well, your first trans man.
Pretty cool.
Pretty fucking cool to have in a video game. That's pretty fucking gay.
Cool. Shout out to video games.
Shout out to video games.
Shout out to video games. So since I put Tyler, it's back to you.
Okay. Controversy got brave.
Hit me.
He's partying. He's at a circuit party. He's wearing harnesses.
Yeah.
He is taking what he wants and he's not asking about it. He is eating as much as he can. He kind of smells like vinegar and beef.
Okay.
He loves a hot room.
Bowser. No, I got it right.
You did.
Go Bowser.
I mean, Bowser.
So do you think that his love of Peach is just that's masking?
Yeah, I think that's like him. Like that's his homophobic masking. That's him. Oh, like no. Internalized homophobia. He's trying to just like
he's got some demons to work through.
He's got some demons to work through, and he really just wants like Peach to marry him so he can hide his love for Luigi from his parents.
So you think Bowser and Luigi?
I think
that's a good couple.
Given,
I could get on board with that.
I think Bowser is giving Luigi backshots inside of a bush at 2 a.m. down on Regatta Road in Toronto, Ontario.
Yeah. All those bushes on Regatta Road.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Backshots.
Well, damn. Okay. Yeah. Sweet.
Yeah.
I'm into that. Look at us.
You're into backshots? Look at us.
No, I'm into your that you seem to kind of have done your homework a little bit. That's mostly what I'm into. this one's I'll pose to you as a question and I'll pose it as a question and then I'll give you my thought process behind it. What do you think? Does he qualify for the list? Joel from The Last of Us.
Gayest video game character?
Yeah.
No, I would say like the gay characters want to fuck Joel, but I would say Joel's
big
actually pretty. Huh?
Big part of it. Yep.
Yeah, but I would say he wouldn't count as the gayest video game character. I would say he was the most thirsted after.
Sure, but I just think that I could make an argument that, like, He's really dating women out there, right?
No.
He's usually just on his own. So like maybe he's got some secrets that we don't know about. Maybe it happened between scenes.
No, he's straight.
Well, queer community, I tried to get you a win today, but Juicebox said no. Sorry.
I am not giving a straight cis man
Happy Pride.
This title. Happy Pride. Who's it for? White women.
Is Pride for white women?
No, it's the joke that like white women are like, I love Pride.
Yeah.
Let's go party. It's all about glitter and rainbows.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, somebody said that to me this week. They said, but isn't Pride just like supposed to be like a fun little party? And I said, Pride is a protest. And they were like, ah.
Yeah, like, you went aggro on them. Nice.
Well,
yeah,
I'm like hungry. I'm very hungry. So when people ask me like political things, I start to get mad. And I'm like,
you need to eat more food. Do I need to send you a meal?
No, you just can't ask me political questions when I'm on a calorie deficit. Like, it's just too much for me.
So,
you know,
calorie deficit in the middle of Pride. It's a choice.
Calorie deficit in the middle of Pride. And then all of a sudden you're going to ask me, like, isn't Pride just like fun? Don't start with me, Diana. Don't start with me.
Mm.
You know?
Yeah. Get him.
Get him.
What are you Googling?
I'm not.
You don't have anything else. And you're trying to hide it from me because I just complimented you on doing your homework. And we are now discovering you did not do your homework. Is that how, am I inside your brain on this one?
You stole one of mine. So what am I going to do? You stole one of my people.
Sure. I want to pitch another one to you here, and with a little backstory. You asked me when the latest trailer from Grand Theft Auto 6 came out if you should play it. And I said, I want you to take a second and think about the type of people that play Grand Theft Auto and let me know if you still think that this is a game for you. Did you do that self-reflection? Mm-mm. You didn't. So in short, don't. Because... Not this. I don't think you'd vibe with that community, but I will say that they released a Grand Theft Auto expansion called The Ballad of Gay Tony. So I submit Tony for the gayest video game character on account of it's in the name. You know what I mean? No one else is calling Ellie Gay Ellie. And
Gay
therefore,
Tony looks like Pitbull.
You know, you can't judge a book by its color cover.
What does Gay Tony do?
He just is gay, I think, mostly.
Mm. Okay.
I don't know. I didn't play the game, if we're being honest, and I feel like searching
for
that.
You know what? I will say having a queer-coded villain is always fun.
Because
we grew up with queer-coded villains. Ursula, mm-hmm. Scar, Jafar, all very queer coded villains.
Sure.
So sure, yeah, Gay Tony can be one of the gayest video game characters. I see that.
Did you find anything in your last minute doing your homework in front of the teacher?
Somebody said Ivy from
Soul Calibur. Ivy from Soul Calibur also came up in the comments section of the clip that we posted on Instagram as someone that who would dominate the show. And I agreed with them. We fucked up by missing that one. Also, I'm not sure. No. I mean, I don't think so. It's a fighting game.
Gay people just like Ivy.
Yeah. I was going to say, I can't be sure, but I think when we talked to Kevin on the show, he mentioned Ivy as like part of his youthful first forays into video games and stuff.
No, so. I'm looking now and I can see it. The heels, the cunty outfit, the sassy whip.
Yep.
Immediately, she's the first one I'm grabbing too.
I want to make a case for you to play games that you would fucking hate, because on the list during my research, because I actually did homework, of where there was a high concentration of queer representation, the following games hit that list. Apex Legends. Actually, I knew that one from the time I spent playing it. There's non-binary characters. There's bi character. Like they run the game. There's a ton in there. So we should get you into Apex Legends. Also, your other favorite game, League of Legends, has a lot of gay, of queer representation. But most importantly, Juicebox, I think we have found the final reason for you to play World of Warcraft. Not just one or two listed, but a handful at least of queer characters in the World of Warcraft universe. So, I think it's time. I think it's time. All of everything is pointing for you to play this game.
World of Warcraft.
Yeah.
I'll play if you pay the monthly fee.
We'll play the free demo. We'll play the free however far we can get for free.
Okay.
And then when we max out, just start over. Mm. Yeah? Yeah?
Mm.
Maybe when you're off your calorie deficit, though.
Maybe when I'm at my maintenance and I can start eating food again.
When will that be? Just asking for a friend?
When my love handles go away. So I'm hoping 2 weeks.
Could I pitch just self-love in place of a calorie deficit?
I love myself. But I love myself with a flatter stomach.
Sure.
I think it's fine to have goals.
I that's why I was pitching as opposed to imposing.
Mm.
You know?
Mm.
Yeah.
Mm.
But I want you to be aware that when you're here in August, if you're not eating, I'll be feeding you food. I will be forcing it down your face hole.
I will be eating. So when I go to my cruise in July.
Yeah.
Ravenous.
Good.
Nom, 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 nom,
nom, nom, nom, nom, nom,
nom, nom, nom, nom, nom. And then I will be eating when I'm in Vancouver in August.
Yep. Great.
But just for the rest of June, I'm just trying to stay in a deficit. So I'm able to just kind of like, it's honestly, all I'm trying to do is just get rid of my COVID weight that I still have kind of holding on.
Sure.
Once I can get back down to my like weight that I was in 2019, I can just like eat how I normally eat and just be at my maintenance calories. And like, that's totally fine. Just, I want to be able to wear a lot of the costumes that I used to be able to wear. You know?
Yep. I believe in you.
Right. I want those tiny little slutty outfits again.
Yeah. Me too. Me too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. You looking?
I got a big dumpy, unfortunately. So
I'm going to get you in one of them.
I mean, I've worn some of your outfits, but I don't think the small ones are going to fit me with my.
You'd be surprised what four-way stretch will do.
Sure. Good point.
That's fair.
Good point. You know what else is a good point? The point for people to go and check out the Instagram if they can't go to the Patreon. So just tell them about it.
Hello, princess. If you want to hang out with Jackson and Daddy outside of listening to the podcast.
Your daddy? Between the two of us?
Princess can go to itdangerpod.com.
We don't have a .com. What are you doing?
Oh, shit. So if you guys want, you can follow us at itdangerpod on Instagram. Jackson and I post a ton of fun little clips that Jackson works very, very hard on, and they are so very cute and funny. So if you want to go, you can follow us there. Give a like, give a share, give a follow. Or if you're like, Instagram's so fucking lame, you can give us a like.
Eat a
butt. And you can give us... Most of the audience is gay. They probably eat a lot of butts. Good. But you can give us a follow or a like or a comment anywhere where you listen to podcasts. It'll help boost us up in the algorithm so new people can find us having sexual tension once a week for your listening pleasure.
Yeah.
Don't forget to join us next week where Jackson and I will be talking about... What was the third topic?
I don't remember.
No, I have it.
You got it. You did good. We no, created a whole it. Pride schedule. I think we even had a fourth one, but I don't remember.
We did.
Them. Yeah, we did. Such we did. Happy Pride, everybody.
No, where Jackson and I will be talking about butt sex. Should it happen in games? Is this the future? See you guys next time. Bye.
Great. Solid. Bye, everybody. Love you.
Find it.